Hi everyone, I'm your host Donna, and this is Modern Mongolia Podcast. Here I talk about how people experience life in Mongolia and contemporary lifestyle and culture of Mongolians. On every episode, I will be sharing fun facts in the beginning and then get real about Mongolia. So let's get started. There is a subspecies of brown bears in the Mongolian Gobi Desert, which is called Mazala. They're native to Gobi only. Sadly, Mazala is a critically endangered animal and very few are left in the Gobi. In 2018, there were only 36 Mazala left, and with some conservation measures, now Mazala counts around 50-something. But it's still at a very low number. Their main food is not meat. Mazala mostly feed on berries and small insects, and they're such a precious and intelligent animal surviving in harsh environment of Gobi Desert. I personally have never seen Mazala before, but I really hope that Mazala survives and increases in numbers. And I really hope also people doing mining work in the Gobi do not destroy their habitat, but instead increase awareness and appeal to the people to contribute to the conservation.
Now I'm gonna talk about the perks of living in Mongolia. I got 6. The number 1 is freedom.
In other words, this is a feeling of spaciousness. I feel I'm freer and I can take a deeper breath in Mongolia. To be specific, this is how I feel in the countryside. The wind is sometimes really nice and breezy, and it feels so good. Because the air is really dry and not so humid, the feeling of air and wind seems much light, and you could feel the difference. Together with the view of vast land, mountain ranges, and this light, soft air, you'll feel so much space, and our brain is more calm. My favorite moments to enjoy Mongolia is when I'm silently staring at the side view while on a road trip. And this is such a serene feeling. Due to a lot of space and vastness, Mongolia is a great place to actually roam around and feeling free, doing whatever you like, I would say. And if you like road trips, you'll love Mongolia. You can camp anywhere you like. A few days ago, I asked on the expats Facebook group about their opinion on perks of living in Mongolia, and I received some interesting and unexpected answers. So I will be sharing from expat's point of view on each points as I speak. So in terms of freedom, many people agreed actually. And there were people from US and Australia mostly commented on my post and agreed about feeling much more free in Mongolia with less rules and regulations. So for example, a lady named Courtney commented that coming from the US, where we grow up instantly having quote-unquote freedom and justice preached to us, I find Mongolia to be far freer and at least honest about its corruption. Mongolia is not a perfect place, but at least it doesn't claim to be. So this is how expats feel in Mongolia. And from my opinion, personally, I really like the feeling of spaciousness coming from such a sparsely populated country. I think I would go crazy if I live in a city that billion people live together and there is no place to take a breath. So this is the first perks of living in Mongolia.
Number 2, travel destinations.
Mongolia offers great domestic traveling destinations with a cheap cost. And of course, comparing to the traveling abroad. So you know, Mongolia is a very huge country. It's the 19th biggest country in the world, and it is a land big enough to fit 16 European countries. So imagine how big Mongolia is. There is such a huge land that will take quite some time to travel all the way through. You can see the videos on social media, the variety of places you can explore. There are Gobi Desert, mountain ranges, valleys, caves, waterfalls, big lakes, great plain, and everything else except ocean and beaches. So last year I traveled to the west part of Mongolia, where there's highest peaks of Mongolia, and I climbed to one of the most popular peak that people ascend, and I traveled with my colleagues. So it was an 11-day trip, though we had so many challenges because we were not experienced mountaineers. The nature and the view of Ice Lake and Altai Mountains terrain was like amazing. But let me remind you, you have to be prepared for extreme road and not being comfortable while you are traveling in Mongolia. So I have seen videos and vlogs of famous people, famous YouTube vloggers traveling in Mongolia, and they were like really having a hard time in the dry air, no toilet, no shower for days, etc. So if you're okay being outside of your comfort zone, I dare you to travel in Mongolia. Destinations I would suggest are Hufsut River, very beautiful, Altai Mountains, just as I mentioned, Gobi Desert, Tirilch, and Ofs Lake. Tirilch is the closest and easiest place to reach from Ulaanbaatar. The cost of travel depends on the destination and also the duration. For me, I spent around 1 million Tugruks, which is around 300 USD last year for 11-day travel. And keep in mind that it was not with the agency, and we just took one of our friend's car and drove all the way. So for example, if you book agency travel, it will be 2 or 3 times higher to the same destination.
Number 3. Safety.
First, let me tell you that there are better countries and worse countries than Mongolia in terms of safety. So, as we're a landlocked country, we don't have the risk of coastal natural disasters such as hurricanes, floods, or tsunamis, except having extreme weather conditions. For the extreme weather conditions, you'll just need good preparation and some time to acclimatize. In terms of social safety, Mongolia's respectively safe country, I mean there are no street shootings, gang violence, and no heists, etc. But I have to mention that there are certain risks that you have to keep in mind. For example, traffic accidents, which is one of the top reasons of death in Mongolia, and also really bad air quality, causing health issues, poverty, and drinking problem, and so on. Despite this, which you all know that every country has, to generally speak, Mongolia is quite a safe country. For expats, some people mentioned that Mongolia is safe to raise a child. For this point, I agree and also not agree at the same time, because it depends. It depends on the area you're living. For the people coming from other countries that have like school shootings or that have fear around raising their child in a safe environment, I would say Mongolia is safe for kids. Nonetheless, again, there are better countries and worse countries.
Number 4. Friendly people.
Mongolians are famous for their hospitality, and I agree on that. Especially rural people are kinder and eager to help strangers, I would say. For urban folks, that's not the case all the time. As a local, I know that Ulaanbaatarians are deeply stressed and easily triggered. But to justify some ugly behaviors, I believe it's because of social stress, economic pressure, and traffic jam. And they are conditioned by these circumstances. However, I think typically Mongolians are friendly, soft-hearted, and amicable. Many expats also commented that they totally agree that it's easy to make local friends and that people are very friendly. Actually, it was nice to hear about people having positive experience living in Mongolia. To conclude this point, Mongolians are easily moved, empathize with others, and are always ready to help. I'm aware that I'm generalizing here, but it's okay. I'd love to hear about other experiences from the audience, so let me know. You can email me or DM me if you think otherwise, or if you really had good, positive experiences being friends with Mongolians. So, please.
Number 5, cheap cost of living.
Let me give you the roundabouts of cost of living in Mongolia. So I'm going to talk a lot about numbers and my tongue is going to have some good stretch. Anyway, so for the food, a single person would spend around 300 to 400,000 tugruk, which is around 85 to 110 USD dollar on a grocery. And if you eat out, a decent lunch is around 5 USD. But in the last year, price of everything went up like crazy in Mongolia, as well as worldwide. For a majority of food and goods, we're so much dependent on China, and China closed their border because of the COVID, and also there's so much politics around it. So due to this situation, I think the price of everything went up 2 times higher. Going back to the cost, the rent for a studio or single bedroom apartment is around 800,000 to 1,500,000, depending on the area, which is roughly around 230 to 430 US dollar. Monthly utility cost would range from 60,000 tugruk to 150,000 tugruk. That is 17 to 42 US dollar. For transportation, it's quite cheap, I would say. Single ticket is less than a quarter, and the taxi costs 50 cents per kilometer. And lastly, one thing indeed, very cheap is internet and telecommunication cost. And I'm telling you, as a person who worked in a network provider company years back, I know that Mongolia is one of the countries that has cheapest internet. So monthly, I pay 30,000 tugruk for unlimited calls and 2 GB of mobile data, and it's $8.5. So adding all the costs for a month of living, you'll have everything basic for $500, and it goes up depending on your lifestyle, of course. Expats can live very comfortably in Mongolia. Comparing the salary of expats and the locals, because for locals, it's the nationwide, the average monthly salary is 343 USD. So it depends, of course. Some Mongolians also have comfortable life too, but some don't. Anyhow, to contrast with Europe, US and other countries, living in Mongolia is cheaper.
Number 6, quality of the meat.
Many foreigners agree that Mongolian meat is the tastiest. Because, you know, all the meat are grass-fed. And it's even ridiculous to use this term because what else would be? The most common meat are the mutton and beef. And yes, in the winter we also consume horse meat. And in some regions people consume camel meat. In general, meat quality is so good and the taste is totally different. So traditionally, Mongolians don't use spices that much when cooking. Basics would be coriander or wild leek. Also, Mongolians say that especially meat produced in certain amics are even tastier. For example, it's told that meat from southern amics have specific tastes because the ecological environment is different in the Gobi area, with more herbs and a specific type of desert plants. Animals pick out the best plants to eat, and that's why. Actually, you can find scientific papers or research studies on comparing Mongolian meat quality, protein indexes, and other compositions to the meat from other countries. So as many typical Mongolian families, my family, we have many relatives living in the countryside, herding animals, and we have never worried about the meat supply or the meat quality. Most Mongolians have access to herder families, but also, on the other hand, many buy their meat from the market too. You can go buy whole sheep carcass at the market, and it's common that people buy their meat in bulk. Oh, I have to mention for your information that Mongolians don't eat baby animals, lamb, neither calf. Actually, there's a whole big culture related to meat. For instance, from teaching sons about how to cut sheep carcass in a proper manner to have to distribute meat to family members and neighbors. And it all connects back to a lot of traditional customs that reflected Mongolian way of thinking, social structure, and kinship system, and so on. So what I mean is that it's not only about meat when I talk about this meat consumption. So you don't judge us from your cultured point of view. The culture is quoted.
Number 7, ice cream.
So this is a bonus additional to the 6 perks of living in Mongolia. So this was mentioned by Una Senorita on my Facebook post in expats group, and it was totally unseen. She believes that Mongolian ice cream is much better than any other places, with rich, creamy taste, and it's because of it's made from thicker milk. I have never thought about it before, and I think it's a very personal preference too. But anyways, now you know that ice cream won't disappoint you in Mongolia. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed and informed about what it's like to live in Mongolia. So please follow our page, Facebook page, Instagram page, to get more content about Mongolia. The most candid content, you know. And don't forget to subscribe and also give any reviews on the platform you're listening to this podcast, so please.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, and if you'd like to keep up with Mongolia, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and everywhere else.